With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Low-value packages shipped to the U.S. are no longer exempt from tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump has eliminated a customs exemption for international shipments worth $800 or less. It's part of his wide-reaching trade agenda. That means import taxes will have to be paid on small parcels from all over the world, which will be a change for some small businesses and online shoppers. Mexico, the EU, and several other countries have suspended package shipments to the U.S. as they seek more clarity on the new policy. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump has revoked Secret Service protection for former Vice President Kamala Harris, according to a senior White House official. Former vice presidents typically get federal government protection for 6 months after leaving office, while ex-presidents do so for life. But another person familiar with the matter says then-President Joe Biden quietly signed a directive that had extended the protection for Harris beyond the traditional 6 months. The fate of a Florida detention center, a hot national topic.
A federal judge in Miami has refused to pause her order to wind down the immigration detention center known as Alligator Alcatraz in the Florida Everglades by late October. Alligator Alcatraz has been targeted by several lawsuits, ranging from its impact on the Everglades to civil rights concerns. State officials say shutting down the facility could cost them up to $20 million and potentially another $20 million if they are allowed to reopen the facility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's Labor Day weekend, and over 17 million people expected to travel by air from Thursday through Wednesday, according to the Transportation Security Administration. Friday being the day with most travelers, the top destinations for the weekend, Seattle, New York, and Orlando, Florida. This is SRN News. The Trump administration sends a warning.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent letters to 40 states and several U.S. territories telling them to remove all references to gender ideology in federally funded sex education material or risk losing taxpayer dollars. Assistant Secretary Andrew Grattison says, quote, federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. Accountability is coming. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Sabbath is at the heart of a lawsuit that's been filed in New Jersey. The massive American Dream Mall in East Rutherford is open on Sunday, but officials in nearby Paramus say it should not. They argue that the mall is running afoul of a county law that has long prohibited the sale of non-essential items such as clothing, appliances, and furniture on Sundays. Such blue laws date back centuries in New Jersey. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
A key inflation barometer closely watched by the Federal Reserve is pretty much unchanged overall, although so-called core inflation did tick up just a bit last month. The Treasury Department wants America's financial institutions to monitor for suspected Chinese money laundering networks handling funds that are used to fuel the nationwide flood of fentanyl. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook is requesting an emergency court injunction to block President Trump's attempt to fire her. Tesla sales plunged 40% in July in the 27 European Union countries compared to a year ago. Chinese rival BYD is taking an increasing share of the European market. This Labor Day holiday weekend sees the lowest prices at the gas pump in 5 years, according to GasBuddy.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.